Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. Former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMacy gets to go home for now. But come November, he's scheduled to begin a prison sentence of 8 years. That's the order of federal judge Mark Wolf, who said today that public corruption betrays the promise of America. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
The voluble Judge Wolf had a lot to say, and his lecture to Sal DeMacy was harsh. You became speaker, and you and Mr. McDonough, the lobbyist who was convicted alongside DeMacy, quickly devised a scheme to sell your office. That scheme was to swing two state contracts worth $17 million to the software company Cognos, whose sales agent funneled $65,000 in bribes to DeMacy and hundreds of thousands to DeMacy's conspirators. You also knew that taking bribes was unlawful, and that's what you were doing, said Judge Wolf. Standing before the judge, DeMacy was somber, stoic. His family had been braced for the worst, which seemed likely after Thursday's hearing, during which Wolf sent numerous signals he was leaning to the 12-year, 7-month sentence recommended by the government. Here's U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz after the sentencing.
The recommendation that the government made, we believe, was fair, was reasonable, and it was appropriate.
Quoting long-dead justices as prophets, Wolf spoke wrath in the tone of the Old Testament. This kind of corruption betrays the promise of America. And reminding DeMacy of his own words, of his pride in becoming the first Italian-American elected Speaker of the House, Wolf pronounced, "This is a dream that has been corrupted." Though Wolf's words were harsh, his lash was lighter. The sentence would be 8 years. Frozen in a long embrace with his wife, stepchildren, and family, DeMacy, who described himself as a broken man the day before, emerged from the courthouse, collected, but mute. Here is his attorney, Tom Kiley.
A chapter is closed. We're happy to be past it. The next chapter in this judicial proceeding will be in the First Circuit, and that's all we have to say. Thank you.
Appeal they will, but Wolf set November 16th for DeMacy to report to prison. That's subject to change should Wolf rule in another hearing to let DeMacy stay home, pending appeal. As DeMacy left, some federal prosecutors were privately seething that Wolf had promised hellfire, but sentenced downward at 8 years. But U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz said otherwise.
I wouldn't say that I'm disappointed because, quite frankly, even though it's not the sentence that we recommended, 8 years is a substantial sentence, and it's also the highest sentence that a an elected official has received in the state.
In fact, Wolf told DeMacy he had benefited by the fact so many other corrupt public officials had gotten so much undeservedly lower sentences. Wolf said that disparity influenced him to drop the sentence from the 12 years, 7 months he had been contemplating. Wolf made clear his contempt for what the U.S. attorney called the culture of arrogance on Beacon Hill. He emphasized that DeMacy was the third speaker in a row to be convicted of a felony, and he derided the attitude of some state representatives who had written on DeMacy's behalf, like one who lamented that DeMacy had gotten into this mess. You didn't get into this mess, Wolf told DeMacy. You were essential to creating this mess. Outside, lead prosecutor Theodore Merritt said he did feel compassion for DeMacy on a personal level.
On the other hand, I did not see him really recognize that he had committed bribery and, in fact, never really acknowledged his criminal conduct, so I was not moved in that regard.
With short dispatch, Wolf also sentenced convicted co-conspirator and lobbyist Richard McDonough to 7 years, telling him, "You were an engine of it. You were the hub of it. Mr. DeMacy could not have sold his office without your energetic assistance." So it is over, for now. And the question is whether the sentence will be as well remembered on Beacon Hill as the thunderous applause for DeMacy when he was last re-elected speaker, even as the scandal of alleged corruption washed over him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
For more coverage of the DeMacy case and to read the text of his emotional statement to the court yesterday, go to WBUR.org.